following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good morning, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. It is Tuesday, and I believe it is September 1st. Here we are again, another Tuesday, and on Tuesdays I like to talk about what it means to live as a Christian. And today you're joining us at our children's ministry piano here in our children's ministry room. We're doing a lot of work to bring the kids back together, and we are starting actually with a few of the kids coming back together here pretty soon. You'll just want to go ahead and go to refugefamily.com and you can take a look at what we are offering for the kids. We aren't coming back Sunday mornings just yet, but we are looking at bringing kids back on Wednesday night. And if you're part of our email list, you would have gotten an email that talked about what our specific plan is going to be. So if you have kids, make sure they know about that. And on top of that, for kids, we are uploading videos online starting this Sunday, which are going to be evening videos designed for parents and kids to do together as they walk through spiritual foundations, or we walk through spiritual foundations together and teach the children about the light of God and what that means for you and what it means for me. So we're very excited to get started with that here at Refuge as time goes forward. All right, so for us today, what are we going to talk about today? Well, I thought as I'm working on some things for the kids, it's a good reminder to know that when you come to church or you're a part of the children's ministry here at the church and you have seen what we do, it looks fun, it looks vibrant, there's trees, there's water, there's fruit, and there's light everywhere in our children's ministry. And as we look at all of that, we can say, oh, all of that, that is just for children. I am an adult, and I don't need all of the childish-like things that they have. But it's important for me and you to always remember that the same verses that we teach the children in the children's ministry are the same verses that are being taught in every other ministry here at the church, because it all comes from one single source, and that is the scriptures. And so today, I wanted to show you a little bit about how we are going to be teaching kids something about the scriptures that I think is absolutely beautiful, and that's something called a hermeneutic. And a hermeneutic, if you think about it, it sounds a lot like harmony. And that's exactly what hermeneutics in scripture is. When you study the Bible, you're studying the harmony of what the Bible teaches us about things about God, about me and you, and about life. And so we teach the kids here in our children's ministry the harmony of scripture. And let me show you exactly how we do that. Well, first we start off with a little cartoon metaphor, and we give the kids these little cartoon characters to think about. Say they represent the attitudes of our mind and our heart. These little characters have this little tool. If you can see this little tool right here, that little tool in their hand is called a cannon. That's the cannon of the bits. And it can spray out streams of water, it can turn into a sharp sword, or it can send out waves of light and sound. And we say that the sound of light is quite beautiful. You see, in the bits world, their cannon puts out waves of light and sound. And when it does that, there's these little drops of light that follow along with it, and it creates a beautiful noise. Well, we say, as the bits have a cannon, we have a cannon as well, and that is called the cannon of scripture. You see, the bits world is imaginary, but our world is very much real for me and for you. And our cannon, the cannon of scripture, is also filled with drops of light that we can sing, and those drops of light are like our Bible verses. And so this is the little illustration I want to give you. When we take many different Bible verses and we study our scriptures as we should as students of scripture, we take a look at those Bible verses and we say, what if each one of those Bible verses made a sound, like a note, like on this piano? So when we read a Bible verse, like a Bible verse of James chapter 1, verse 17, and James 1, 17 says this, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. That can sound like that. And if we read John chapter 12, verse 36, it says this: while we have light, we need to believe in the light. It's another verse about light. That could be another verse, right? So we put those two together and it sounds like this. Well, let's add another one in there. John 1:5. It says, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it. Here we go. Another Bible verse about the light, and we know that light to be God. And then the last Bible verse on our little sheet here is going to be 1 Peter 2:9, that we have been called out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Well, when you put all of those Bible verses together right here, and you think about what do all of those Bible verses teach me, what is the harmony of all of those Bible verses, it's this, that we need to be people of the light, which we know that that is God himself. And so as people of God, we need to be people of light, and we need to remember that. And when we put all the Bible verses together, it creates a harmony in our mind, and it reminds us that, you know what, the Bible teaches harmonious things, and it's one big collective story that teaches us spiritual truth. And that spiritual truth is this, is that God is the marvelous light of life, that all things that are good and perfect and wonderful and filled with light only come from God, that Jesus was that light in the form of a man and modeled that light for us, and we as God's people need to be filled with the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of his light. And we need to make sure that our minds, the fruit of the way that we think in our minds and in our hearts, that we bear the fruit of the light that the Apostle Paul would talk about in Ephesians chapter 9. So you see, the whole Bible is one harmonious song that teaches us about the light of God. So that's what we do a little bit in here in the children's ministry, and we're going to be doing a lot more of that over the next coming months. If you have kids, I would encourage you to go to www.thebitsoflife.com, and we'll be uploading videos this Sunday for you to check out. And hey, if you're an adult and you also want to just kind of join in some of the teaching and you don't have kids that are with you, I would encourage you. Why don't you log on there as well, and you can follow along with us over the course of the next 9 weeks. Okay, I can't wait to get started with everybody. And remember, be people of light, shine the light of God. Know that the only way to combat the darkness of this world is by shining light, by being people of light, and study your scriptures. Study, like the Apostle Paul would tell Timothy. Study to show yourself as a workman, approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Kind of messed that little Bible verse up a little bit. But we need to make sure that we study, that when we understand our scriptures correctly, they teach us about the harmonious, beautiful, wonderful light of God's love, his joy, his peace, the very nature of who God is and who you're called to be as a believer. All right, guys, I love you. Be praying for our ministries during this time. Again, it is a big emotional time, but you know what? It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what takes place in the world, and it doesn't matter as we go through this election season. It doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. Jesus would want you to reflect on what's going on inside of your heart and what's going on inside of your mind. And if you feel like the world is too dark, then you know what? Maybe you need to take some time, retreat a little bit, and just get focused on his word and shut everything else off and allow the light of God to fill your mind and your heart. Okay, again, I love you, and Refuge is a family. Remember, Refuge is a family, and we want everybody who comes to Refuge to act like family and to be part of the family of God here. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
set free.